Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom. I'm Joseph Leahy. Republicans in the Iowa Senate passed a bill Tuesday to seek federal permission for Medicaid work requirements. Iowa Public Radio's Katerina Sostarek reports that Iowans who have health care through the state's Medicaid expansion program would have to prove that they're working at least 80 hours per month.
Democratic Senator Janet Peterson criticized the provision that would end Iowa's Medicaid expansion if the federal government later decides work requirements aren't allowed. Peterson says that would cut health insurance for more than 180,000 Iowans and hurt the healthcare system. Republican Senator Mike Klimisch of Spillville says ending Medicaid expansion would need federal approval, and he says the work requirement is the most important part of the bill.
By requiring work, we are providing an important stepping stone to help Iowans develop the life skills, build responsibility, and regain a sense of purpose.
The nonpartisan Legislative Services Agency estimates 32,000 Iowans could lose their insurance because of this, saving the state $20 million. But the agency says it didn't receive information from Iowa's health department and based its numbers on other states. I'm Katerina Sostarek, IPR News.
Illinois is being sued over an amendment to a state law that prohibits employers from discriminating against someone based on their reproductive health decisions. The federal lawsuit filed by the Springfield Diocese and a Rockford Pregnancy Center claims the amendment forbids religious employers from acting within their beliefs about reproductive issues like abortion and contraception. Corey Etsby is the pastor of Zion Lutheran Church in the village of Grant Park, south of Chicago. He says the amendment does not allow for religious freedom.
We certainly would not seek to have someone work within our realm that doesn't believe as we believe.
Abortion advocates held the 2025 Illinois Pro-Life March yesterday in Springfield at the Capitol to protest bills that expand abortion access. Rock Island residents have the opportunity to hear from candidates running for office in the April 1st elections during a forum tonight. WVIK's Brady Johnson has more.
The Rock Island County NAACP is partnering with the West End Revitalization of the Martin Luther King Center to host a student-led forum. The students are from the Thurgood Marshall Learning Center's Revitalization Club. Candidates attending include Glenn Evans, Linda Barnes, Sarah Wright, Mark Sykes, Lori Figley, Dylan Parker, William Healy, Ashley Harris, and Mike Tomes. The forum begins at 6 p.m. at the YWCA, located at 513 17th Street, Rock Island. Brady Johnson, WVIK News.
The University of Iowa men's basketball team has a new head coach. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports Ben McCollum gave his first news conference in the new role on Tuesday.
McCollum just finished his first and only year coaching at Drake University. He led the team to a record high of 31 wins into the second round of the NCAA tournament. Before that, he spent 15 seasons coaching at Northwest Missouri State University. McCollum says he grew up going to basketball camps at the University of Iowa and watching Hawkeye basketball.
You know, there's a lot of great coaches that have helped grow this. Lute Olson, Tom Davis, obviously George Raveling and Fran on top of that. And so I certainly appreciate everything they've done for the University of Iowa. And hopefully it's in good hands right now and we can kind of bring championships to the University of Iowa and Hawkeye Nation.
He will fill the shoes of former head coach Fran McCaffrey, who was fired earlier this month after coaching for 15 seasons. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
The Scott County Sheriff's Office is investigating the death of a driver who died after his vehicle reportedly went airborne and hit a utility pole near the village of Bluegrass Monday night. The 71-year-old from Muscatine was driving a Nissan Rogue when it crossed the center line at the intersection of 165th Street and 70th Avenue around 9 p.m. The Sheriff's Office has yet to release the name of the driver. This is WVIK News.